We're doing Chafetz Chaim. We're up to the eighth chapter, the seventh paragraph. V'da'od, I want you to know further, says the Chafetz Chaim, Dimuchzak ba'ir la'rasha, mipnei shar inyanei averot, shemutar avuam neganato. Let's say everyone knows that he's doing something wrong. I remember we had a neighbor that didn't get divorced, and then she took in, theoretically, a non-Jewish bodyguard. And everyone knew that they were living like husband and wife. So this woman is married, and she's now living with a non-Jewish person. And everyone knew this. So then, gamkin dina hachi. Then we have the same halacha. Vezu muchzak. When can you say that it's known and it's valid? Kol shuskam ifnei anshei eir l'rasha. If everyone knows it, so then. That's called it's known. Shelo yipol lehem bo safek. It has to be that there's no doubt. Mechamat shmuot arot sheyotzot lav tamid meinyanei niuf. If a person has the reputation that he's committing adultery around town, so at some point you can start believing to what people are saying. There are things where no one can say, I didn't know it was prohibited. There are things everyone knows is prohibited, and when a person does them, there is a line that a person can cross where, from our perspective, that person has the title Rasha. He's an evil person. But if all it is a reputation that people are spreading rumors about someone, then you have no right to believe that. Just because rumors are out, you're not allowed to put them down. Saying there's a difference between rumors and things that are known. Where you draw the line isn't always obvious. And if you heard a rumor and you decide I believe it, that you're not allowed to do that. How do you know it's true? You're not allowed to take a rumor because you think it's believable and believe it. It has to be something that's known. Then a person can believe it. He says, I was scared to write down this halacha because people are going to take this to the wrong place. People are very quick to decide that if they heard a rumor or they heard someone say something about someone, they're very quick to grab onto it and assume he's a wicked person. He says, I know people will misapply this halacha and blame me. They'll say, here, I wrote they're allowed to. I didn't leave it out. Because Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai said, "Ki sharim dachei Hashem tzedikim yerchubam ufashim yikashluvam." We have a rule. We have to teach halacha in an honest way, and it's up to people to be righteous, to take the ways of Hashem and not misapply them. So the Chafetz Chaim says, "I know people can misapply this halacha, but it's their responsibility to apply it correctly." When we say that a person can cross a line, it has to be that it's obvious, it's known that the person crossed that line. If there are rumors about a person, rumors don't mean the person crossed the line. You don't know. For rumors, you can't defame a person. The flip side is that we do have to be careful. There was a brother of a student of mine who committed suicide a half year ago. Suicide is always wrong. It's prohibited to commit suicide. A person loses everything in the world to come. But the story was that his brother was molested over and over again by someone that people didn't want to believe the rumors that he was molesting children. And so his parents let the kid be exposed to this person over and over again. And it destroyed the kid. And when he tried taking the person to court, so his case was thrown out of court. And when that happened, he lost it. We have to know the balance. On the one hand, we can't destroy a person's reputation or decide he's wicked when we don't know the truth. The flip side is if there are rumors, so we can't decide we know what the truth is. That doesn't mean we shouldn't take certain precautions. There's this balance here. But Chafetz Chaim says you have to be careful. You can't ruin a person's reputation. I got a phone call once about someone. They said that he was doing inappropriate things with kids. So I said, how do we know it's true? So they said, I believe it. I said, okay, you're asking me to do something. How am I supposed to believe it? Let's find out the truth. And the person didn't have really good sources. And the source he had was questioned by the police, and the police said that they didn't believe that source. So I said, I have no way of knowing where the truth lies. So he says, shouldn't you publicize it as a precaution? I said, the person lives 2.5 hours away from here. Where am I supposed to publicize it? He works with sheep. He's not dealing with kids. He's not in the vicinity of anyone. I'm supposed to ruin his reputation based on testimony that I don't know is true, that the police said was not true, and the social worker who took the case said it's not true, and you want me to ruin his reputation? Because of what? I don't know. So the person was pretty ticked with me. I said, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying you're the adult. You're saying something happened. Let's verify it. Let's get clarity. If we know it's true, we'll see what we have to deal. Right now, he's not endangering anyone. End of the story goes, 3 months later, this guy got engaged. Had I listened to the person who called me, I don't know if he'd be married till today. Today, the person's married, built his life, and as far as I could find out, the guy did not do anything wrong. Did he or didn't he? I don't know. But we have to be careful. Just as we have to be careful to protect children and ensure that people are secure and not be quick to say nothing really happened, you have to protect the children at the same time. Chafetz Chaim says you can't just take a rumor and destroy someone's reputation. There's a very hard balance to find here. So that's why the Chafetz Chaim says, I wasn't sure if to write it, but it's people's responsibility to verify each case and verify what the right answer is. It's not an easy task. Both sides of the coin can be lethal. We can't take either side lightly.